Fake news, real gunfire. A North Carolina man arrested in a DC pizza shop after brandishing a gun, telling police he was there to investigate a conspiracy theory called Pizzagate.
One of the hosts runs up and is like, "Did you see that guy? You know, he had a big gun."
We actually thought initially that he was a staff member because he was walking straight for that back room. Staff member, you know, kind of looked at me and indicated that this was a gunman.
Edgar Welch appearing in court this afternoon. According to police, Welch said that he had read online that the Comet Ping Pong restaurant was harboring child sex slaves and that he wanted to see for himself if they were there. The suspect said he was armed to help rescue them. The accusation came from this unhinged story that originated online days before the election, saying that Hillary Clinton and her campaign chairman John Podesta were operating a child sex ring. The lie took root in the digital swamps of Twitter and far right-wing websites.
We're not covering Pizzagate enough, even though we covered it every day, to expose the Satanism and the occult and the code words for pedophilia.
October 30th, a Clinton-hating, Trump-loving Twitterer claimed a police source said Clinton was at the center of a pedophilia ring. Others latched onto this, seemingly hoping it was true, scouring dark corners of the web for possible clues. This is how conspiracy theories are threaded together, lie by lie. Eventually a name stuck, Pizzagate, and the believers started harassing the owner of the pizza place.
We've received many, many, many calls, but really they're from around the world, so we didn't expect anyone to come.
On Sunday, the suspect fired his weapon. No one was hurt. With detectives still on the scene in D.C., Pizzagate believers were already claiming that this real development was just part of a cover-up.
The media is claiming that this is because of Pizzagate. This is very dangerous fake news. Anybody claiming that the gunman today at Comet Pizza had anything to do with Pizzagate?